This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this privilege to actually speak your mind to your people. Lord, we ask of you that we would only speak, that I would only speak that which you want us to hear in the name of Jesus. I will not speak of my own accord, but I will speak that which you want us to hear, that I will be your oracle this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please find me worthy of your use. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So this month of April, we've been talking about something. Can somebody remind me? That was quick. Generosity. That's what we've been talking about. Generosity. That's the theme for the month of April. And our scripture of the month was taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. We're going to share that later on. You know, and Pastor has shared a couple of things, two Sundays back to back. And one of the things he shared is that God is generous. And because we are his children, we have the nature of God. So therefore, we have to be what? Generous. Another thing he said was, how can we be generous? We can be generous by supporting the believers, supporting other believers, like the apostles of old, as they did. They sold all their stuff, brought it together, and they made sure everybody had enough. You know, that was where Ananias and Sapphira, the story of Ananias and Sapphira. We also need to support the ministry of the church. We also need to support this ministry and support God's work. We also need to support our man of God. The people that God is using in our lives, we need to support them, and we need to be a blessing to them as well. He also said we should seek opportunities to be a blessing, that we should look for opportunities. When you look for it, you will find it. Seek opportunities to be a blessing. Last Sunday, he said that God loves a cheerful giver. He also said that generosity is a matter of the heart. Mm. And he said our giving should be intentional and sacrificial. Our giving should be intentional and sacrificial. You should not be forced to give. God is generous to us regardless of our current state. And he made an example of, I saw the example and I was laughing. When he made an example with Larry, and you guys were laughing, that very tall guy, the guy that was 6'10", you know, Larry didn't do anything to get that height. You know, God, out of his mercies, decided to give it to him. And those of us that are like this, we are perfect. We're made in the image of God. I don't care what you think. This is how God looks. That's what scripture says, that I'm made in the image of God. This is how, so if you are looking any other way, I don't understand. You have to claim yours for yourself. This is God's image. And God made me like this, not because of anything that I have done. You know, there are people who are literally looking for supplements to add weight. True or false? I have a friend. They put her on supplement, donuts in the morning with milkshake, so she can add weight. If she adds 1 pound and she gets running nose, 5 pounds will just leave her. But those of us that are just passing by the kitchen, we gain 5 pounds. Just passing by the kitchen, we gain 5 pounds. God made all of us perfect, you know. We want to thank God for that. So, Pastor also asks, what is your response to God's generosity? And we should also remember that everything and every gift we have comes from God. Now, knowing that every gift and everything we have comes from God, I titled the message of today, what are you grateful for? Now that we know that everything we have comes from God, what are you grateful for? Today's Sunday school was a very wonderful one because it was talking about thanking God, why we need to thank God, and why we do not thank God. In fact, when I saw it, I'm like, ooh, this is part of the things I'll be talking about today. And Sunday school talked about it. So there are different reasons why we don't thank God, and there are different reasons why we're not grateful to God. Just as generosity is a thing of the heart, being grateful is a thing of the heart and not a matter of what you have. I'll say it again. Being grateful is a matter of the heart and not a matter of what you have, right? If you feel like, oh, I don't have enough, so, I mean, what is there to be thankful for? What is there to be generous for? Even if you have a lot, you still will not be generous. You still will not be grateful. You still will not be thankful. So being thankful is a thing of the heart and is a matter of the heart. We're going to read Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14. It says, and Pastor read this last Sunday. It says, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. Everything we have today, everything that we are, I don't care what it is, I don't care what you think, is as a result of the mercy of God. Let me ask you one question. Was it your alarm that woke you up this morning? Or was it your alarm? Let me tell you why it's not your alarm. Have there been times where you've set alarm and you don't hear the alarm? So if you think your alarm woke you up, what happened at those times? Why didn't the alarm wake you? God woke us up this morning. And it is because of his mercies. True. And honest answer, how many of us didn't pray before going to bed last night? Me. You didn't pray. You just went to bed. You slept. Good, good. We have a few people. But you still woke up. Correct? I'm serious. I didn't pray before going to bed last night. I think I was watching something on my phone and I just knocked out. I didn't pray before going to bed. But God still woke me up. So it is not as a result of your prayer that you woke up. I know we pray, our God, as I'm going to bed, please protect me, guide me, and wake me up in the morning. It's good. But God still decided to extend his mercies to each and every one of us. That is something to be grateful for. Okay. Another point I have here is only a humble person can be grateful. Only somebody who's humble can be grateful. Let me tell you why I said that. There are people who feel like, I studied hard very well. That's why I'm where I am today. I read my books. That's why I took my nursing exam and I passed it one time. Correct? I was really smart in school. That's why I'm a medical doctor. I am very smart. That's why I'm getting promoted at the office. Let me ask you a question. The same thing that you read once and you assimilated it, you got it one time. People read that thing three times, they didn't understand it. Are you the one that made your brain assimilate it? What are you grateful for? If you look around you, there's a million and one things that you can be grateful for. Life will throw curveballs at us every time and make us feel like there's nothing to be grateful for. Things are hard. Things are difficult. But just by the fact that you are alive and you're where you are today, that's more than enough to be grateful for. Last year, I came out and I shared a testimony. I think it was beginning of this year. Last year was very rough for me and my family financially. It was rough. You know, it just felt like everything I was doing, it was shutting down. As I was punching, nothing was going through. And it was as a result of my stubbornness in the beginning of the year. So God decided to teach me a lesson. After a while, I'm like, okay, what do you need me to? I messed up. I agree. I've prayed for forgiveness. I agree. I'm collecting my cane. I agree. But what do you need me to learn? And the Holy Spirit dropped something in my heart. He said, even where you are right now, be grateful for it. It was bad, though. I think I missed mortgage like once or twice. And you know, my wife was panicking. I was panicking. But the Holy Spirit said, have you seen a foreclosure notice on your door? I said, no. He said, you think you're doing it by yourself? From that day, I barely pray for things. Barely. I will barely go on my knees and say, Lord, please, this thing, help me do it. No. I'd rather spend my time thanking him than praying for stuff. That's my personal conviction. I would rather spend my time because there's so much to thank God for. There's just so much. If God does not do anything for me again, what he has done, I was telling Pastor Bukundi, I was sharing with the ministers this morning. In 2015, when I was coming here, everything I had to my name in America, in Nigeria, everything, it fit in my small Toyota Camry 1999. It fit in the boot. Everything. I had one duffel bag, and I think I had another bag. That's it. And blankets. I put it in my bag, and I drove 16 hours to San Antonio. That was everything I had to my name. You want to talk about cash? By the time I was done with the journey, all I had was $100. No kidding. $100. When I was coming to San Antonio, I didn't... Where I was going to stay was a challenge. But God opened the door. Today, if I decide to leave San Antonio, I will think twice. Because of what God has done and where God has brought us. Each and every one of us here, 95% of us here, we came from Nigeria. When we came, we didn't have anything. That's why you were looking for a means to run away. Yeah. That was why we were looking for a means to get out of where we were. Because things were hard. When the opportunity presented itself, one time, we took off. You know? We took off. But today, if we were to leave San Antonio, a lot of us would think twice. Because God has established us in this land. God has blessed us in this land. That is more than enough reason to be grateful. Now, what is your response? Now you're grateful. What is your response to being grateful? The things that God has blessed you with, if God wanted to bless you with just enough, you know that you will not have the kind of money you have in your bank account. God puts blessings in your hands so that you'll be a blessing to other people. The rich man in the Bible, I was reading that scripture, and it said that there was bountiful harvest at that time. And because the man had sold, he reaped so much and said, all these things I reaped, let me store them. I don't need to work for the rest of my life again. My soul, just enjoy and be merry. And God said, you're a fool. Because the things you have in those barns, that the blessings I gave you, they're not just for you alone. They're not for you alone. You have to be generous. You have to give. You have to release your hand. Release what God has given unto you. How do you do it? Pastor has said it. You can give your time. It's not only money. It's not only substance. You can give your time. We're going to Mexico. 2 days only. If you want to join us, come and be a blessing to people. There was one time we went there. I don't know if you remember, Ma. There was a guy, they checked his blood pressure. Right there, the ambulance picked him up because the guy was a walking corpse. Thank God that God gave us the opportunity to go. That guy probably would have, one day the guy would have just slept and, you know. But because of the time that we gave, God saved a man's life. What you're holding in your hand is somebody else's blessings. Let it go. Give your time. Give your substance. Give your intellect. Things that God has blessed you with, release them. Release them. Tell your neighbor, say, I will be generous. Say, I will be generous. And I just want to reiterate, seek opportunities to be a blessing. Pastor has said this, I'm saying it again. Seek opportunities to be a blessing. Seek opportunities to be a blessing. One of the things that makes us don't give, or that makes us scared of giving, is fear and anxiety. We're anxious. They say, okay, tithe is a tenth of what you're making. You look at the tithe. By the time you pay one tenth from it, and you pay mortgage, you pay light bill, you pay water bill, you pay everything, maybe you're left with $50. Or you're left with $100. So because of that, it's difficult for us to give. But don't worry. The Bible says if God can take care of the birds in the air, he can take care of me and he can take care of you. If God can clothe the flowers in the field, how much more you that he loves so much? Don't let the devil deceive you with fear. A lot of times, and some of the things we're scared of, they're not real, they're just mirage. Have you ever been in a situation where you're driving and it looks like you're seeing water in front? or you get there, there's no water. It's just mirage. That's what it is. There's nothing. There's nothing. By the grace of God, I will not be afraid. I will release my time. I will release my substance. I will be a blessing to people. And I will be grateful to God. Praise the Lord. Shall we arise on our feet as we pray?
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.